Ma cosa sei? Lei è un gongo, la castoma? Vi piango, la castoma vi piango.
Dica ci dica, usa vivere la cuore, la cuore, la cuore.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
LCC moves in to address a flooding that has affected about 30 households in Kanyama compound. Rehabilitation of the courtroom at the Ndola Teaching Hospital nearing completion. In African news, Malawians are angry over Vice President's planned UK trip. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. The Lusaka City Council LCC has moved in to address a flooding that has affected about 30 households in Kanyama compound, particularly in areas surrounding Kanyama Hospital and the Baptist Church. The local authority says it is concerned about the distress being experienced by residents following the flooding and has since deployed engineers from the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development to assess the situation. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the engineering team is currently on the ground evaluating the extent and depth of the flooding in order to determine an effective and sustainable solution. She explained that although the affected area has an existing drainage system, a detailed technical inspection is required to establish whether it has the capacity to adequately discharge flood waters. Ms. Mwamba has further assured residents that long-term interventions are already underway through the Kanyama Upgrade Project, which includes drainage works aimed at addressing persistent flooding challenges in the area.
The Lusaka City Council wishes to inform members of the public that although the area has an existing drainage system, it requires assessment and a thorough technical inspection to confirm its capacity to safely discharge flood water. The public may further wish to note that the drainage works under the Kanyama Upgrading Project are currently underway. The project is being implemented in collaboration with the Minister of Local Government and Development and is aimed at providing a long-term solution to flooding challenges in the area. Lusaka City Council remains committed to safeguarding the well-being of residents and will continue to update the public on the situation.
Residents of Kasumba Lesa border area in Chilela Mombo district are taking proactive measures to prevent cholera outbreaks in their community. The residents say they have put in place interventions to fight cholera outbreaks. They stated that this is crucial as it not only saves lives, but also mitigates the socio-economic impacts of the disease on families and the country as a whole. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents have vowed to break the cycle of cholera outbreaks in their area, stating that they are determined to avoid recording any cases this year.
From the time that is why we are going to live for him, which is now here to our son. Then we are going to go to our son to come up for it. Was previously about very one in China. A lot of shallow wheels in the community, they are contaminated. Okay. So that one, so much grateful in the wake of the.
Meanwhile, Chililabombe Mayor Lucky Sijone has explained that with collective efforts, Kasumba Lesa can become a model of other communities to emulate, showcasing that cholera outbreaks can be prevented with the right mindsets and actions.
I'm a flying doctor, we attend to this. That's why I try some cubica chlorine, because we know that the situation is going to be with. But to answer to your, I mean, to what you are saying, to Rebombera, we are going to deal with this matter quickly so that I'm issues here, Korea, even when you are not inconvenienced. So our team, council officials, the director in charge of engineering, working hand in hand with the director in charge of health, our team will be on the ground.
Residents of Sivanga area in Mukushi district have raised concerns over the poor state of roads in the area, citing the negative impacts on residents' movement and safety. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Webster Kasapato told Komban Radio News that the road stretch from the Sefwa Bridge to Katemo is in a deplorable condition, making it difficult for residents to travel and transport goods, especially during the rainy season. He has since appealed to the local authorities to urgently grade the road in order to improve accessibility and ensure safe movement for the community.
At Patomusevo, in the Palun Senfwa Bridge, Pokunjila Kulishuanga, Panaka Post Cap, Sevo, Flataila, Sana, Naikaso, Tleromba Kokuliva, Kanso, Magredayo, Matagua, Tikuti, Ava, the Masama Kapirisha, Kumataka, Sevo, Mashita, Shita, Kofi, in this, because of two in Frangayakula, Musawala, Ona, Kataguna, Natakarapita, because I'm having to Ramba Kokula, Joma, Joma, Flataila, Kula, so better. Pisamo grade asirati wakawa ma hapo mfrata ila kukulelo mba kumasama pisamo muli yumu sewa wa simu.
The rehabilitation of the cold room at the Ndola Teaching Hospital is nearing completion, with 90% of the works done. Once complete, the cold room, which is being expanded for the first time since the hospital came into existence, will have a bigger capacity to store bodies, up to an estimated 100 bodies. Speaking when Dola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa visited the facility, Dr. Misa Funjika, head of clinical care at the facility, expressed her gratitude for the expansion, calling it a breath of fresh air as the hospital mortuary will be able to store more bodies at a go.
The government, through the Constituency Development Fund, to help expand the capacity of our mortuary. I think the current mortuary space that we have has been in existence from the time the hospital opened up in 1972. And looking at the population growth, we found ourselves being challenged on how to accommodate the loved ones. And so that's how come we, as a hospital, we sat and applied for CDF funding to help us be able to come up and renovate the cold room so that we can be able to expand the capacity. And so far we are very excited, because this is going to help not only our staff as they attend to our beloved ones, but also help in keeping the mortuary clean, because the...
And Ms. Njekwa revealed that the rehabilitation of the cold room was funded by the 5% disaster management component under the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, which all four constituencies in Dola had a share to contribute. She also expressed a delight over the contractor's speedy workmanship, taking into account that the project started about 30 days ago.
We had issues with the mortuary. It was able to accommodate a few bodies. That's how we came up with the issue of a cold room. So what I can say is that so far, so good. I'm happy with the contractor doing the cold room. I think as the CDF, we did choose, we went for a right contractor who is doing a correct thing.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.